Yeah, I have to say it is an extraordinary revelation by the Ditch. Myself and Deputy Pierce Doherty wrote to the Minister of Finance back in 2021, and we asked him to ensure that the banks made a contribution to the cost of the defective block scheme. You were looking at buildings and properties and homes that were only now worth the site valuation, a huge drop in value. They were having the full market value reinstated. There was a gain for hundreds of millions of euro for the banks. They were making no contribution. We wrote to the minister, and now we find out that the Attorney General actually advised the minister to do the same thing. So the serious questions now of Pascal Donoghue as to why he and the government didn't do it.
And obviously the question is, they followed so much of the Attorney General's advice but didn't follow this.
Yeah, here we are again, where the advice in relation to a scheme that limited the number of homeowners that could avail of it, that limited the cost to state, that advice was taken. But when it came to the advice about asking the banks to pay their fair share, going after the quarry owners and pursuing them legally, that advice wasn't followed. So the serious questions, is it a case that the small guy was being squeezed by the government? When it came to the big guy, they hadn't the courage and the fortitude to challenge them. And that's the big issue, I think, in recent weeks in these revelations.